Afternoon, I'd like to call the House Transportation Committee to order. Today is Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. We are in room 124 of the Barnes Committee Room of the Alaska State Capitol. Let the record reflect that the time is 2:05. Today we have President Representative McKay, Representative Vance, Representative Stutes, Representative Mina, and myself, Chair McCabe. The staff assisting us today are Linda Jensen with House Records and Susan Quigley with the LIO, and Angela Steffel, my committee aide. Thank you ladies for your service today. And sorry, I kind of went fast and didn't ask for your permission first. If everyone could silence their cell phones, that'd be great. Today we have one item on the agenda, HB 341, an act naming the Marvin Thurmond Galena Maintenance and Operations Statement Station by Representative Kronk. The plan for this bill is we're going to hear the introduction, take public testimony, and look to the will of the committee on moving it out. Representative Kronk, if you and your staff, Dave Stancliffe, could come to the table and introduce the bill, that would be great.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. We're looking at House Bill 341. Our office received a request by those intimately familiar with the service provided by the Galena DOT M&O maintenance shop to name it after a highly respected long-term employee who has passed. I did not know Marvin Thurmond personally, but he was highly thought of by all who knew him in the Galena area. Marvin was a tireless worker, and as the airport manager, brought a dimension to public service we can all be very proud of. The support for this naming of the Galena M&O facility has widespread support. To date, there have been no objections of any kind to this request, and I respectfully request the support of committee members to approve this recommendation. And just a side note, growing up in a village, we know so many people spend a lot of their time. They live in those places, and obviously this is one of those cases where Mr. Thurmond lived and dedicated his life to serving his people. So with that, I believe there is some really great public testimony ahead of us, and we may want to talk to DOT Director Jason Sakalakis, who's online, I believe.
Thank you, Representative Kronk, and I don't think there's a sectional or anything to read unless you have something to add, Mr. Stancliffe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. No need. This is pretty straightforward. It's just honoring a person by applying a name to a building. And the one thing I would draw the committee's attention to is this bill has specifically followed the instructions of DOT, stating that they would choose their time and their materials and so forth to put a sign up or whatever they're going to do. And it would be at no expense to the state. That's why we have a zero fiscal note, but that's actually included in Section 2 of the bill to stipulate that this was a commitment made by DOT at no expense.
Thank you, Mr. Stancliffe. Any questions from the committee? No? Okay. At this point, then, I'm going to open public testimony. And if there is anybody in the room, and I don't see anybody that would like to testify, so let's go online. I have Janelle S. Malika. I probably butchered your name. I apologize. And go ahead and put
Good
yourself
afternoon.
Online and on record and give your testimony.
Okay. Hi, my name is Janelle S. Malika for the record. I am a council member for the city of Galena and also a community member of Galena. And last night, the city council passed a resolution 2024-04 that supports renaming the State of Alaska Maintenance and Operations Station in Galena. And I'd like to read the resolution. And whereas Marvin Thurmond served for the state of Alaska for more than 32 years as a heavy equipment operator and the airport manager for Galena for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. And whereas his career of dedication and service to the people of Alaska is a fine example for others to follow. And whereas his leadership to maintain and operate Galena Airport has benefited many communities and has experienced the highest level of service from the Department of Transportation. And whereas naming of the facility is an appropriate recognition for such a distinguished person, and now therefore be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Galena that in their capacity as City Council members for the City of Galena supports renaming the building the Marvin Thurmond Galena Maintenance and Operations Station. And as a community member, I'd like to say that It's hard to begin to express the magnitude of Marvin's impact on many of our lives. The things that speak the loudest were his actions. Marvin lived a life of dedication to the community of Galena, and it was shown through his hard work through the DOT. From early mornings to late nights, and maintenance of the airports, roads, and emergency response. By naming the state DOT building after Marvin, it would be a great legacy that will continue to shine through the community of Galena, that will remind us of a great man and role model through his hard work and dedication, and most importantly, his love for Galena. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your testimony. Next, we'll go to Catherine Thurman from Fairbanks. Ms. Thurman, please state your name and give us your testimony.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Catherine Thurman. My husband, Edward, worked alongside his brother, Marvin, for over 30 years at DOT, so I'd like to read his letter. As a former employee for the State of Alaska DOT Galena Station, I fully support the state shop being named after Marvin J. Thurman. I've known Marvin my whole life. I am his younger brother, Ed. Together, we worked many years at the Galena State Shop. He was a force to be reckoned with when it came to his duties. In his early years, driving up and down the runway to clean snow and ice for the Air Force and their jets, he maintained the airport well. Keeping the runway in top condition was his number one priority. He was often at work at least half an hour early to begin his day for the State of Alaska DOT. In his later years with the state, Marvin became also the airport manager, maintaining the runway and state roads in the Galena area. Since Marvin's retirement of February 2020 and his death, July of 2020, local residents of Galena have spoken highly of Marvin's skill when it came to maintaining the Galena runway and roads. He has been greatly missed as an exceptional operator for the state of Alaska. And Ed and I would personally like to also thank Senator Bishop and Representative Trunk for putting this bill forward. Marvin is still greatly missed even 4 years later. And people often tell us that he's missed because of his dedication to the state with the maintaining the roads and the runway there in Galena. So thank you.
Thank you, Catherine and Ms. Thurman. And next we'll go to Shonda Huntington of the Galena City Council. Shonda, if you'd put yourself online and or on record and give your testimony, please.
Oh, good afternoon. I really appreciate the committee hearing, you know, these testimonies. And for the record, my name is Shonda Huntington. I work for the City of Galena as a city manager. I think, you know, Janelle Ismailsa did read the resolution, but on behalf of me being a community member, I would just like to say Marvin was a truly good person who really, the value and dedication he gave to this community after the 2013 flood, through his whole life, through our, you know, disaster with wildfires, he set a, you know, example for people to follow. And I've always looked up to him because, you know, he was such a great, dedicated DOT employee, and he was a good friend. He was really a good friend. I mean, he really cared about this community. And, you know, for us to, he's a part of our hard act to follow. His true experience and his life values, it meant a lot to this community. And I just, you know, really appreciate Senator Bishop and Representative Kronk, you know, introducing this bill. And as a city manager, I know the community fully supports this.
Thank you, Ms. Huntington. I appreciate your statement. And I think it's your parents, Carol and Roger. I think I stayed at their bed and breakfast once during the Iditarod, about this time of year, actually.
Yes, the Iditarod is coming through on Thursday, and Carol and Roger are my in-laws.
Your in-laws. Okay, well, the Iditarod is a fabulous time in Galena, for sure. So, next we have Edward Thurman. Edward, please place yourself on the record and give your testimony. Mr. Thurman, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Please put your name on the record and give your testimony.
Hello, this is Edward Thurman. I'm Marvin Thurman's younger brother. I worked with him for many years at the state of Alaska on the airport. I just want to thank the legislature for introducing this bill on behalf of my brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Thurman, and sorry for your loss, even though it's been a while. So I don't see anybody else online for public testimony. So at this point, we'll close public testimony. Anyone that was wishing to offer public testimony on this bill that was unable to call in or be present today can send their written testimony to the committee by emailing it to house.transportation@akleg.gov. And with that, I'm going to look to the will of the committee. If you have any amendments, anybody has any idea of any amendments or?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No Stutes? Amendments, but with a dossier like this, I say let's move the bill.
Okay. Representative Vance, could I have a motion?
Oh, I have a motion.
I could probably give you the motion if that's what.
Chair McCabe, I move HB 341 Work Order 33-LS1389/A from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, HB 341 is moved from the House Transportation Committee. That concludes our business today. Our next meeting will be this coming Thursday, March 7th, 2024. When we will hear a short introduction of HB 376, an act relating to transportation network and delivery companies, delivery network companies, and SSCR 8, Senate Special Concurrent Resolution Number 8, disapproving Executive Order Number 131, which is to reorganize the membership of the Alaska Marine Highway Operations Board. Representative Stutes, you're not invited.
I changed my reservations, Mr. Chair. I will be here.
Change the time.
Right.
Please remember, stick around to sign the committee report on this bill. So seeing no other business before the committee, we will adjourn. Let the record reflect that the time is 2:17 p.m.